You are welcome to the 5 minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is Romans chapter 8 and verse 29. For whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Now, when the scripture says, for whom he foreknew, he predestined, he's talking about the eternal purpose and goal of God. Meaning that before God set out that he was going to create you, before he set out that you were going to come into this world, he has set a goal, he has set an agenda that he will achieve with your life. And that is that you will be conformed to the image of Christ. So many people are pursuing a lot of goals today that is not related to this. I hear people say, sir, I want to fulfill my destiny. And I'm wondering, what is that destiny? That destiny for them is that they will have two houses, they will build two houses, they will have cars, and they will have money, and then they will enjoy life. That's what some people have set as goals. Those are the ways of the Gentiles. That's not the way of the people of God. Brethren, the goal of God is that you will be conformed to the image of Christ. So even though God opens a door for you to get a job, to travel to another country, or to go to school, or to be doing something, in the middle of all of that, the goal of God is your conformity to Christ. It is not that job. It is not that school. It is not that visa that God is after. What God is after is your conformity to the image of Christ. I want to ask you, do you daily check this? Do you daily review your life and ask yourself, am I knowing Jesus more? Because you can't conform to Jesus that you do not know. For you to conform to the image of Christ, you must know Christ. You must come to the knowledge of Christ. But is this what you review every day? Is this what you are striving towards every day? Is this a clear goal in your heart? If this is not the goal in your heart as a believer, I want to say to you humbly, you have missed it. You are not living for the main purpose for your life. That is why, you see, God is not so much interested in our comfort, but in our conformity to the image of Christ. All the experience, the situation, the circumstance is allowing around you. God wants to achieve one thing out of it: conformity to the image of Christ. That's what he's doing. That's what he's after. And it means that you can easily measure your life. But unfortunately, the way people measure their life is they measure their life by their friends. They measure their life by their colleagues. Oh, all my friends are married. All my friends have built a house. All my friends have been traveling abroad. All my friends have money. Oh, my friend has job. I don't have a job. So you are measuring yourself by others. The Bible says they that measure themselves by themselves are not wise. That means you are foolish. The real standard of measurement you must measure to is Christ. The way to review your life daily, weekly, monthly, yearly is, how much of Jesus have you known? How much of Christ have you been conformed to? Is your life gradually, progressively revealing Jesus, resembling Jesus? Brethren, that is what matters. For those whom he foreknew, he predestined to be conformed to the image of Christ. And you shouldn't be surprised. Right from Genesis, the intention of God is to create man in his own image. Now we are being created in Christ Jesus in his image. Are you daily conforming to the image of Christ? May the Lord give you understanding. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org, and you can find information about the ministry on this web address. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.